Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Thursday class, 26 September 2024. We will be continuing our sharing from this book, Unique Dhamma Code, Straight from the Heart. We are at Unique Code 127. Let us compose our mind, develop the Sada Virya, then mindfully we shall proceed with the puja chanting. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Pusya. Oh, sorry. Namo Ven Su Pusa. Namo Ven Su Pusa. Namo Ven Su Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivadimi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipano Bhagavato Sakasango Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami. Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami. Surameraya Majapanadatana Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami. We will chant from the Padipa Puja onwards. Ganna sarappa dittena dittena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonodang kanda sambara yutena dopena hang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda guno petang เอตังกุสุมาสันตตินปูชายามิมุนินดาสสิริปาดาสโรโรเหปูเจมิบุตังกสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนามัตเตนะเจโหตุโมคังภูปังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตัตตายติวินัสสภาวังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตปาลิปาริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตโบจานังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมัง Now we are chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas of powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Bhajam. Bhadang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Make use of the four support, yeah, to help you stabilize your awareness within. Yeah. This inner awareness is very important. When you can just relax body and mind, maintain awareness, don't try to do anything, then that awareness nature will slowly, slowly stabilize. until you become very clear about that nature. The silent mind that is very stable, to be in the state of pure awareness, to understand what is going on within our form and mind, to understand clearly what this form and mind is all about, then thereby gaining the understanding of who we are, what we are, and how we function as a human being, how our mind, through its mundane thinking, stir and create the phenomenal world of consciousness. Before you become enlightened, all of your memory that you accumulated, your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, they are not wisdom. They are heedless thought process or thinking. And they are the cause of delusion. So without wisdom, wisdom cannot arise. And without wisdom, the mundane mind become heedless, think a lot, create a lot of mental hindrance. So to reverse all this, we need to train our mind to develop the spiritual faculties, the opposite five: Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. Once the opposite spiritual faculty arises, the mental hindrance is to be, then your mind become different. Your mind will not stir, will not react, will not create, will not bring about sankhara activity. Then through that clarity and understanding, you will be able to stabilize your inner awareness with the spiritual faculty of sati develop until it stabilizes to become samadhi. Then you can develop wisdom. We are seeing things as they are. We are your ability to insight into phenomena, to arise the clarity, to give rise to the understanding of who you are, what you are, and from there, how you develop the straightening of the views to bring about non-reaction to sense experience. That is the purification process, the transformation process. Without that, it's not easy. That's why stabilizing the inner awareness via the four awareness-based meditation support are very important. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chirakawalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammam munirajasa sunantu sakamokkadam Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang padanta. Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang padanta. Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang padanta. Namo atas bhagavato ระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะอิติปิโสภะคะวะอะระหังสัมมาสัมพุทโธวิจารณสัมปันโนสุขโตโลกวิฑูอนุตตรโอปุริสธัมมสารถิสัตตาเทวมนุสานังพุทโธภะคะวะติสวากาโตภะคะวะตาธัมโมสันติติโกอักขาลิโกเอหิปัสสโกโอปนายโกปัจจาตังเวทิตาโบเวโนหิติสุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุจจุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาญาปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญาติทังจัตตาริปุริสยุคานิอัตตปุริสภูกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนโยดักขิเนโยอัญจะลิกาลานิโยอนุตรังปุญญังเกตังโลกาสาติสาธุสาธุสาธุTurn to page 35 of this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code by me. Yeah? We are a unique Dhamma Code 127. Okay. So this code is also very useful. Huh? This one, if you can understand, then you will understand creation.So I started by reciting from zero come one. And this one is the first thought of ignorance that give rise to infinity of subsequent creative consciousness. That's why the Buddha used this description. The Buddha said, inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that condition living.Being to fall until what they are now. So this first thought of ignorance, to really trace back to this, you need to be a Sammasambuddha. Yeah. That's why the Buddha himself also used this word. It is so profound, so difficult.That's why it's almost inconceivable for normal being. So inconceivable is the beginning to realize the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that condition life until we are what we are. So this one I need to explain so that.Maybe by now, most of you would have developed the understanding. So there is this famous saying, the Mahayana like to express creation in this way. That's why you look at all the numbers, numerical number, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, until infinity. So these numbers, they also come about through a very unique understanding. So of all the numbers, they always start with 0. So 0 is a very unique number. It is neither even or odd. It's not really a number in the sense. But this 0 is very important, because when you finish 1 to 9, then instead of continuing it as 10, what they do is they take the 1 in front and add in the 0, so it becomes number 10. So when you add a 0, it creates a bigger number. So this 0, when you start, you always start with nothing. As I sometimes, 0 can also mean nothing, or sometimes we call it empty. So from 0 comes 1, then 1 continue until infinity. So this represents the creation cycle from the void, from nothing. You can start creating. So what happens is the way living beings get transformed into what they are now through the four circle formation process actually started from this understanding. So what happened is from the source, the first to come out is the pure awareness nature within. That's why each and every one of us, when we arise in this what we call existential world or the phenomenal world where life and existence arise, the first thing that arises is the pure awareness nature. Then from there, that's how the creation starts. So in the very, very distant past, the first thought of ignorance that arises and stir from this pure awareness nature to become the first thought of ignorance. The Buddha said, this one, if you want to trace back to the origin, means it is inconceivable, very difficult to understand, unless you are Sammasambuddha, and it's impossible for you, normal people, to trace it back. So inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that conditioned all this infinite movement until living beings become what they are. That's why you have the 31 plane of existence. Then you have all the various rhymes of existence. Then within each and every rhyme, there are limitless living beings, countless living beings. And all this, they continue to evolve. And we call it samsara. Samsara, or what we call the cycle of birth and death for eternity. So that's how existential world comes to be. The phenomenal world comes to be. The universe come to be. So all these are the creation process, or what we call the stages of creation. So that unique code starts from the understanding of from 0 comes 1. Then 1 give rise to the infinite consciousness that condition each other until the myriad creation, until living beings become what they are, each and every one of us. Yeah. Then there is this interaction between all the various beings. the consciousness, at any moment, the summation of all the countless or limitless consciousness, they will create the condition for the universe to move, to transform, and to become what it is within that moment. That's why everything that arises and passes away within the moment is the result of the summation of all this so-called infinite consciousness. And the way they influence the totality is beyond understanding of normal being, unless you are Sammasambuddha. That's why the scientists also came to realize that our universe is really very, very complicated, very complex, very difficult to understand. Even scientists still haven't got the unified theory or understanding to understand the whole of creation, the whole of the universe, how the universe is what it is. They cannot understand. Because even with the latest and most advanced telescope that they have come out with, the James Webb telescope, which can allow them to see very distant objects very clearly. And the more they see, the more like bizarre the understanding become. Because a lot of the theory that has been postulated or developed, they come to realize, the scientists, it cannot stand up to the understanding of what happened. Every time they come up with some understanding, it's only to that extent. Then later on, further observation give rise to further question that scientists got no answer. But our civilization is fantastic. Our planet Earth is fantastic, given the progress we have made, really. Yeah. If you like science, you can understand science, you should actually attempt to understand what they have discovered to date. It's really, 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 really very interesting. So from what we gone through, even during the 50s when I was born, and in the 60s I went to school, I think I was born in the year 1954. So 1960 I went to school, 61 until 66 I was in standard 6, standard 1 to standard 6. Then 67, 68, 69 I was in Form 3. Then 70, 71 I was in Form 5. That time I already understand a lot of things about science, maths, and it was already very interesting. But later on I went to Form 6, 1972-73. Then after that I went to the uni. So all those years of study, I came to realize a very unique, what they call scientific advancement of theory and understanding of what the universe is. So that part I think scientists has done very well. So it started off with, of course, the basic Newtonian mechanics, Newton's law, the Newton's law of motion, first, second, third law. Then later on, the breakthrough was Newton's law of gravity. Oh, that is a great advancement that explained the heavenly planet, the object, why they move in a ellipse. It's elliptic. It's supposed to move in a circle, like we know, centripetal force and all those things. So you need the interaction of two bodies to create the centripetal force, but there are other planets or heavy masses around. That's why the movement becomes elliptical and it can be measured and develop as understanding. But later on, as science progressed, they realized the Newtonian mechanics only hold true when it involves the normal linear universe. That's why we talk about the three-dimensional universe. Then later on, when Einstein and all the other physicists and scientists, when they came about, even during the time of Copernicus, Galileo, Archimedes, these are great people. They actually were able to develop a lot of understanding through very primitive observation of the stars and the planets and the world, or the so-called universe. Then later on, with the advancement of science, our telescope become more and more updated, more and more powerful. Then even the micro world, our microscope also developed until very powerful. Then we were able to break free into a lot of understanding of particle physics, where we have the particle accelerator to accelerate normal particle until near to the speed of light, then smash them up and create the mathematical model to understand what we call quantum theory, where the forces that interact under what we call high speed and micro scale. That's why we call it the quantum mechanic. Then they realize when masses become very heavy, it can cause space times to warp. That's why Einstein came out with a theory of relativity, general theory of relativity. And when this theory was formulated, a lot of people cannot understand him. But he was able to come to that conclusion because he is very, very exceptionally intellectual and wise. And people proved that he was right. Then they also managed to discover like electricity, Thomas Edison. Then they also discover what they call electromagnetic field theory. So all these theory that actually come about through all the years of research and understanding that all these scientists has developed, they become more and more sophisticated, more and more sophisticated. Then they realize that there are black holes. Black holes are very, very dense objects. It become black hole because the star system, we talk about the sun, the very massive suns and other star system. Then we talk about galaxy that have billions of star system. Then how they actually collapse, then manifest the supernova, the last surge of energy. Then they collapse into a very dense star, or we call it quasar or whatever. They have a lot of name for it. Then this object becomes so immense that the escape velocity from this very dense object exceeds the speed of light. Even light cannot escape from it. It can only go in. Because everything can just go in but cannot come out of it. And the scientists cannot understand what this is. But they now saw it in the telescope because the universe is so extensive that we, from our planet Earth, with the Hubble telescope, we can see until almost 15 over billion light years, 14 to 15 billion light years, or traveling at the speed of light, for 1 year is called 1 light year. And you travel at the speed of light, not for 1 year, for 14, 15 billion years. You go and calculate, see how far it is. And it seems for light to travel that distance to reach Earth, by now we can see it with our James Webb or Hubble telescope earlier on, it is still 15 over billion years ago. When they saw all this, like the beginning of the Big Bang and the first arising of the, what they call, the very birth or birth of universe and all those things, like what the Buddha mentioned in the Tipitaka, the Theravada tradition book, where they asked him. He said the stars in the sky, they are more than the sand in the Ganges. Then not only that, he said, all this creation, they got their four circle formation, they say. They started from the source. He called it the source. But the scientists realized that the beginning is always called a singularity. And they saw this in the James Webb telescope and all this thing. And they saw galaxy, black hole, and black hole, how they merge out, and how they form new birth of stars and star system and universe, then the expanding universe. There's a lot of theory now. They come up with a lot of theory, but still cannot explain. Yeah. Then later on, they realize light is not only particle theory. When they go through the slit, the experiment, they realize it behaves as a wave. So they got the particle theory and the wave theory. Sometimes it behaves as wave under certain conditions, then sometimes it behaves as particle. Then later on, they came to know under special condition, when the objects are very dense and all this black hole thing, they cannot understand what is happening inside there. But then Einstein postulated one theory before he died. He said, very likely, there is a wormhole, W-O-R-M, wormhole, that connect a black hole to another dimension of black hole somewhere. And they call it the wormhole. Then they also come out with the postulation that whatever that went in is the positive convention. We call it the particle theory. Then whatever that manifests the opposite is called the antiparticle. So they believe when the black hole formation that time, when the black hole formation at time, all the light, everything, the positive convention on when it, then simultaneously the antiparticle shoot up. That's why there is this yin and yang. And these two forces, you see, they cannot meet one. The moment they meet, they become pure energy, back to nature. Yeah. But they still cannot understand what the awareness nature is, because they never meditate, they don't know that there is such a thing, this one. That's why this is the missing link where they can understand. And they have a lot of understanding of what they call the scientific aspect, the scientific law of Utu Niyama, where all these things are happening and manifesting. But the spiritual law that governs life and existence, the scientists hardly have any understanding. They dare not even like commit to whether karma is true or not, because they have no way of proving it or doing research into it and all those things. That's why that one you need pure awareness nature. You need the awareness to understand the mundane mind's creation, the karmic process and all those things. Then the law of mind, law of karma, then law of truth. Then together with this awareness nature, how you develop the ability to understand all this. So, coming back to that quote that I tell you, although it sounds very simple, from zero come one. Yeah? This zero come one. Then one create the infinite. And this whole of creation, they are very, very complicated. And they are really extensive, intense. And a lot of things inside there which scientists also cannot understand yet or cannot comprehend yet. That's why the whole of the universe is not what you think. And do you know, now only they start to realize gravity is not a force. When you are in outer space, the astronaut realize they can float. No? There is nothing pulling them down. No? So it's not a force. No? It depends on where you are. Because like our planet Earth, we have an escape velocity of 5,000 miles per second to escape from its gravitational pull. Yeah. Then Einstein also very good. He said force. Yeah. He got a formula, you know, between two bodies, like the Earth and the Moon, and the Earth and we are human being, or whatever, or asteroid, or planet. He said, there is a force. The force between two objects equals to, I forgot already, I think, M1, M2, divide by the inverse square. I forgot already. You have to check it up. Eh? This one is the law of motion, where they have this gravitational constant. There is a G here. There is a formula here. This one, I cannot recall what this thing is. This one is under Newton's law. Mm-hmm. So this gravitational constant has been proven. Yeah. And the planet's movement can be predicted by all this. That's why we discover a lot of smaller, minor planets. Is through this law, Newtonian law of gravity. Yeah. So the force that interact between two objects, M1 and M2, is inverse square law, they call it. Yeah. Then this one, I think, is... There are two more things here, I forgot already. Yeah. You Google and say, Newton's law of gravity. G is the gravitational constant. Correct. Oh, means nothing there. Oh. M1 times M2 over R square. Correct. Means don't have anything here. At first I thought there is an entity there. No. So that force that pull these two objects, M1, M2, is inverse square law. Newton came to know about this. And he come up with this equation. And he tested it correct. Then people prove it. And they use it to predict the movement of planet, the interaction of planet. But then this one only hold true when the speed are very low. When you reach the speed of light, then when you have a very massive object, space-time create warp. They call warp. Sometimes they use the word quantum entanglement. Yeah. So, space-time warp. You know what is warp or not? Like affected, upside down. Understand? Yeah. Like, you think the universe is a flat sheet. Huh? It's not a flat sheet because of all the black holes. So, this is like a surface that is warped. Wherever there is very intense, what they call mass, where there is black hole or what, very heavy mass, then they create the warping of the space. That's why they realize when speed of light, when it travel near this dense object, there's a shift. They call it the Doppler's effect. Last time in physics we learned the red shift and the white shift. So from that shift, they can calculate what is the distance from Earth. Because when you look from Earth, when you measure the shift, then you know the distance between you and that distant object. That's why they can pinpoint and calculate how far the galaxy is, or that black hole that is creating the effect at that distance is. From the shift, they can do the measurement. So all these are very interesting and very complicated understanding. That's why it's beyond thought, beyond mind. But scientists are trying to probe using their mathematical understanding to create a model out of it. And the physicists, they are doing very well because they have discovered a lot of things. That's why our advancement in science and technology has created a lot of new things that civilization never even can ever dream of. You look at the handphone technology, the semicon technology, you know they went into so small, nanometer, they talk about. And then nanometer compared to the atoms, and the small element within the atom, they call it the last time they discover the proton, the electron, they thought that's it. But they realize now within you have the meson and many other particles, and all these particles when they reach that size, they call it quantum mechanics. So the Newtonian mechanics cannot predict, that formula cannot work. Because they are very, very small. Small but heavy and powerful in energy, understand? It's like without mass or no, without weight. So the traditional Newtonian law collapse. Cannot. Even later on, Einstein, although he came out with the theory of relativity, that one was a major breakthrough. But when it comes to quantum mechanics, they call it now the quantum entanglement. That one, scientists still don't know what is happening. And they have observed a lot of things that they can already, with the data, waiting for new discovery to discover what that thing is. Well, you have to come up with prediction and understanding to predict what this thing is so that you have a formula to calculate that it actually can be, they call what? You can confirm it. Understand? Ultimately, you can confirm it. Then it fall into place. And then they accept it as a theory, but through observation. It's just like our sati, the pure awareness nature. Through observation, you discover truth. Understand? You discover the reality. Then the rest are all illusionary. So they all also same. Except they are not using the pure awareness to observe. They are using telescope, microscope. They use physical instrument to measure. And they can now measure until very, very distant object and very, very small and far, minute, micro and very far. And they can actually detect a lot of things, really. So if you look back, our scientific advancement, actually, if you are a scientist, you will come to realize that we have advanced a lot. That's why when scientists talk among themselves, physicists talk among themselves. Now you can Google, if you want to listen to all this. You go and Google quantum entanglement, or all these physicists thing. Now they got a few forums that discuss all this and talk about all this. And it's very interesting, very, very interesting. Because I got nothing to do. So last few months, I don't know what happened. The link came to me. The link came to me. Then I listened. Then I can understand what that thing is. Very funny. And all those things, like, I will know later on the answer. When my consciousness come out from the body, from my mind. That's why this life, I already knew. I even told my last guy. I said, the only way to probe all this black hole and universe is from this nature. Understand? Yeah, this one never die. Understand? Yeah. But this one, you have to have a form and mind that actually come. Then, upon death is what? The form and mind cease, you remember? Realize it itself and return to this one. But do you realize this random of consciousness, I told you, that one since birth until now, that one will come out, understand? But that one is still inside there, understand? That one actually is connected to my understanding, understand? And because this one come out, I am actually with this and that one. Then that one can probe. That one can probe. That one can actually study all this. The only way to be free from gravity, all these very powerful forces, is to go back to this pure awareness, nature, and from there you move. So a lot of things actually depend on the spiritual aspect to complement what the scientist has developed. In fact, like what I used to tell Sui, there is one Japanese who created the happy science, you remember? Roku Ogawa. They call him the cuckoo one. But not important. It seems he passed away last year. He's exactly my age. Oh, sorry, 2 years younger than me. 1956. He was born in 1956. I was born in 54. So here, talk about the dimension, all the multiple dimension. Then he even talk about the bodhisattva, but in Japanese he call it the bosatsu. He call it a seven dimension being that was sent down. And his one include the scientists and all those things. You realize that? That's a very interesting. Three of them. No, he is the ultimate Alcantara. You heard of this word, Alcantara? But not important. I just mention it because he has his own understanding. He explained it in his way. So he said, last time he come, of course, you can listen. He said, last time he come, not the full consciousness. He said, as Sakyamuni, he was only partial consciousness. Then as Jesus or what? Then there's another one, don't know by what name, Western one. Then now, the latest one, which is this life, he is called Alcantara, full consciousness, the whole thing. But not important. That one, you want to believe, you believe. You don't want to believe, you believe. What more important is, what I want you to understand is the being that come, like he said, scientists and all, yes. But he also understand to a certain extent about this pure awareness nature. Well, I visited his soja. His soja have this type of pure awareness energy, very strong, from whatever. Because he know how to tap them. I think like my last guy, energy field. So they can actually do all those things. But then, what he write sometimes, you need not believe everything, but he has some part of the understanding which is quite interesting, where you can take them in. He talk about the different dimension of beings until the 14th dimension. And he even classified all the different dimensions as the higher being and all those things. But he has his own what they call understanding, which is actually, to a certain extent, there is some Buddhist and Christian all mixed together. But whatever it is, he is the way he is. Okay, so we just have an understanding is enough. But what is important, if you want to really comprehend all this, you need to go back to here. This is the Buddhist way. And when you complete this training until Samma Sambuddhahood, then you will understand what is inside here. Then the whole of creation, the universe and all those things, you can have the understanding. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So this part I think I finish. From zero come one. And this one is the first thought of ignorance that give rise to the infinite subsequent creative consciousness. That's why the Buddha say inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that condition lives. That's how living being comes to be. Then we go to the next unique code. Unique code 128. The mundane mind is a tool for us to come to this existential world. This one I explained to you all before. And one must learn how to use it with wisdom, but not be deceived by it. So this was the message where the fifth patriarch actually passed on to Hui Ning when he expounded to him the Diamond Sutta. When he explained the deeper aspect of what those nature and the mundane mind activity is all about. So Hui Ning, when he heard this, he came to great awakening. So this one is very important and very useful, and I have shared with you all on many occasions. So this mundane mind, like I say, the form of mind is like a physical body and a mind that is karmically conditioned for us to come to this existential world. And this form of mind is like a vehicle and a tool. That's why the mind is a tool for us to come to this existential world, to develop all the learning, wisdom, go through the karmic process, etc., etc. That's why this mundane mind, you must learn how to use it with wisdom, but not be deceived by it. Whereas the physical body is like a vehicle to take us around. Wherever we want to go, we need this vehicle, because the consciousness that is trapped inside the two forming entity, we call it the five aggregates of forming mind, or in our case, is a human being. In the case of other beings, they are called living beings. So this part, verse 1 to 8, is easy to understand. So maybe I draw it on the whiteboard. So as a human being, when we are born into the world, we have a physical body and a consciousness trapped inside. So this is the consciousness trapped inside. So this one is a physical body. So this one we call it a vehicle. Then this one we call it a tool. So this tool is a vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world. So vehicle is like what the Buddha called the Nimanakaya, or the functional body that perform the function of our segmented life here. Like this physical body of mine, you call Pradatio, is the Nimanakaya that perform the function of what my segmented life is. So this one is a functional body. Understand or not? Although we call it a vehicle, we are like a car, you want to go somewhere, we need to move this physical body. So this one is also called a functional body. that perform the function of this segment of my life. So maybe I write it down. Physical body or functional body. Then what happens is, as you develop the cultivation, you will have to locate the gateway to your nature, then you are able to inherit from your spiritual nature, the spiritual body. So the functional body, Nimanakaya, together with the spiritual body, which is called the Sambhogaya Kaya, these two, when they combine, it can give rise to the third body, the Dhammakaya, the segmented life, physical form and mind that can teach the Dhamma. That's why it's called the Dhammakaya, the Dhamma body. Whereas this consciousness which is trapped inside since birth until now, then what happens is from here you break into three, the area of consciousness in the brain and the Tan Tien there, and these three, that's why our whole body is actually consciousness. All your blood that move, you can become conscious. That's why the physical body, the nerve and other things, you can develop mindfulness of it is because of the awareness inside there. Yeah. When it's without thought, it's actually the awareness. The pure consciousness without the content is your pure awareness nature. Yeah. But this one is the karmically conditioned, what they call, from the first rebirth consciousness that actually land in the physical body, then through your accumulative process, your whatever memory, all of your accumulated memory, whether wholesome or unwholesome, good or bad, they will accumulate, including your phobia, everything. That's why this one become a bundle of memories, mainly memories. Although it has a unique quality. This one, I realized when I came out of it when I was 8 or 9 years old, this consciousness don't need the senses to see or no, to hear, to smell, and develop all those things. It has its inbuilt senses. That's why when I walk out, my brother walked in, I can hear him. I can even speak like I am inside this body. But because my vocal cord not connected to it, my vibration cannot come out. But the senses are operating. That's why this organ, it come out upon death, we call it the random of consciousness, when it come out upon death, this one, the senses are intact. That's why the deceased, you don't simply say things. They can hear you. They know what is going on. But to them, sometimes they don't even know that they have died. But they don't have a physical body there. But this one can come out on. And this one, a lot, floating around. But most of them don't know how to use this, don't know what this is, true delusion, you get yourself entangled with it. Actually, when you have the Dhamma understanding, no one die, nothing die. There is no conditioning to condition rebirth consciousness. Then this one that come out is the random. Like you burn a piece of log. You burn until towards the end already, smoldering, the random of it. Then not long, when all the energy is gone, then no more smoke, then it's gone. But before this disperse, if you know how to use it, you can use it. And this one, if because of ignorance and craving, even when it come out, it can float around for very long. So not necessary 7 times 7, 49 days, like the Chinese tradition believe. No, it can stay around very long. In fact, in the Jataka story, it was mentioned. I remember Reverend Suwano mentioned. I don't know which disciple of the Buddha already. He is one of the top 10 disciples of the Buddha. There was one life, is it according to the Buddha? He that disciple got a lot of wealth, no? Then he cling to the wealth. That random consciousness that came out actually stayed with the wealth for very long. Because of that delusion, the attachment, the grasping. Yeah. So all this you can develop the understanding. Yeah, but this part seldom people understand or talk about it. Yeah. Because they only talk about out of body experience. Understand? But very few people relate to all this. The Tibetan got the book of death. Then they mention a little bit about they call it what? I forgot already. It seems this one there's an intermediate state. The Tibetan believe this is an intermediate state before you take rebirth and all those things. But it's no. The rebirth consciousness already gone already. They call what? Zhong Ying Sen, correct. No. Tibetan. Tibetan got talk about this intermediate state. I think that that Thai lady nun, the Sifu talk about Zhong Ying Sen quite a lot. Sui An Padiya, I got her name. But sir, Penang, 那个, Ming Chen Sifu is 他的 Sifu. 那个是 Bukit Matajama, but 他那个 nun, the young nun, the Wat Na Long, 什么名字? 中间师傅。 So I was told he used to talk about Zhong Yin Sen, the intermediary. But you go and read the Tibetan book out there, it talk about this. But not important. Different people, different understanding. As far as you need to understand is this one, when the physical body already like cannot support the consciousness, the craving for no more. This one will float out. Yeah, when I was 8, 9 years old, I was so tired. I went into that that craving force dissipate. No, until my whole of the physical body, no more strength. No more physical strength to even allow my craving force to stay there. No. Then my this random consciousness float out. It came out. And the first time I came out, I didn't even know what it is. I didn't even know that I actually died. Yeah. Because my brother walked in. I can see him. I can hear him. Then I call him. He cannot hear me. Then after that, I saw him walk out. No response. Then I saw my body down there. That's why I knew something wrong already. So I wanted to go back to my body. I cannot go in. No. It's like not my body. But very funny. That time you were 8 or 9 years old, I never meditate before. I don't know. I don't even understand what this thing is, the spiritual thing. But I know how to move. Suddenly I just move. Like I just give it a push. Pow! I went in. The moment I went in, I took control of my body. Then I knew already. This one very important. Something for me to understand. So I went out straight away. Catch hold of my younger brother and ask him, did you just now went in and say all that? Then he looked at me. He said, yeah, but you are sleeping like a log. He said, how do you know? I said, don't worry. I just want to confirm that it's not a dream or a hallucination. But very vivid one, very clear. That's why after that, I understand what this thing is, the random of consciousness, how it can come out. Tibetan word is Bardo, 对, Bardo, B-A-R-D-O. Intermediate state, B-A-R-D-O, Bardo. The Bardo state, they always call it the Bardo state. But actually it's this random of consciousness that came out. Okay? I think just about time, we can end. Wow, luckily. I mean, not charging at all.
Oh, battery.
What the timing, Last until so long, otherwise all not recorded. No, when it's listening to exciting one, you won't go down. Without Sangmen, 有人帮助了。No wonder when I come back, I on her, Bo Xia. Then I thought somebody off it, 没有，是那个 switch 啊。Okay, so now we come back to second session, which is meditation reporting or Q&A. Also, you can share whatever you want regarding today's topic. I think it's quite interesting. Yeah. Then whoever wants to add in what they can like develop as understanding so that we can develop the sharing better.Or ask any question regarding today's topic also will be very useful.
Good evening, Ratio, Mrs. Teo.
Good evening, yes.
Kalyomitas.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sister PG, for nominating me.
Yeah, sadu.
Today's topic. Sharing It's beyond my especially the scientific part lah.
Yes. Never mind one. Later on you listen again then you go and Google the quantum quantum entanglement. Yeah. Then all the video as you start to you are not a science student Amy.
I'm half science half.
No wonder you got problem. You like physics or not?
Not really.
Later on, you will start to develop the interest and understanding. It's actually something very interesting. Because very strange, like this life, my nature know how to choose or no. That's why when I come, the few subjects that I like a lot on is...Maths and science, especially physics. I'm damn good at physics and geography. And these are the subjects that I like. Then I like to become an engineer so that I can understand many things. Then I like to go into spiritual field, the consciousness, the awareness, and all things. So all this, it will evolve by itself. That's why different bodhisattvas, they come with different understanding.Then when they share, actually, it can be very complementary and very beautiful. That's why the reason why Maitreya 208 requested my nature to come and share is because of all this uniqueness that my nature has. The way I evolve the understanding of the Bodhisattva way, then the way I can understand all this Dhamma, as taught in the provisional teachings, and also how to link to what we call our modern day society, where all the technical advancement, technological advancement, together with all the panchaniyamas that need to be linked and understood so that it can be taughtas a complete teaching. So that part is really very beautiful. So at the moment, never mind, slowly the ball will come back to you.
Like the basketball,
you float back to you. That's why I also cannot understand why suddenly the wave already push it away. Then at that moment, before I can even think about it further, straight away it float back to me. And it's just like somebody pushing it back to me. Then I just like use my two hands, grab onto it and relieve. Then I went back to the shore. It's like I reached the other shore. Instead of got entangled with samsara and maybe drowned. So very strange. Then 28 years later, when I connect in 1989, when I was paying respect to Kuan Yin, that vision came back to me. That's why that was the most amazing one. That straight away my nature knew that Kuan Yin's nature was the one that helped my form and mind to actually avoid that pre We call it premature death. That's why all this, they do arise on. And our ability to have affinity, all these great beings, nature, and we seek their blessing, protection, and guidance, they are very important. They form a great aspect of cultivation too. So all these are beautiful. Yeah, Ingbi, now you continue.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, yeah, sadhu, because Roy Tiu has got a mission to help us, to bring us all across to the other shore.
And the bottom state also interesting, isn't it?
That one, yeah, I heard before from this Fa Fu San, Sheng Yan Fa Shi,
Sheng Yan Fa Shi,
the Zhong Ying Sen, all those, but I'm not sure lah, that one, all this beyond my understanding.
Don't worry, later on, as you stabilize further your awareness nature, you will know it, because before you die, you will know it. Then what come out also, you will know it. Well, once your awareness is there, you will know how to die before you die. And all this become very interesting. It's like a field that only cultivator of the way can explore and develop further understanding. That's why to me, nothing die. We are just the consciousness separate from the form. Then when the craving falls no more, it will just, we call it float out. But actually, it's no longer like the craving force is no more there to bind it to the physical body. In fact, that craving force, when it binds the living being's consciousness to the physical body, is very strong one. That's why you cannot come out of it. You cannot free from it. But the craving force is there. And when it dissipates, when I was 7, 8 years old, I was too tired. I play until I got no more physical energy. You know, I was so tired until that craving force also dissipated. You know? Then that time, very strange, you know, I didn't even meditate, but I have the inner awareness there to observe and see how the craving force dissipated. You know? Then how that consciousness without the craving force, how it flowed out. You know? That's why I understand. Nothing died, no one died. Yeah. But actually, when I came out, I technically, the word technically, I supposed to die. The reason being, I cannot go back into my body, you know. You realize or not? My consciousness cannot reclaim my body, you know. But because of my past life cultivation, I know how to give it a push up. Pop, I went in. Of course, no words. But I did something inside there. That time, I was so young, 7 to 8 years old, I remember. I went back inside there. Then from that moment, I knew, you know, this is something for me to understand. Or no, I don't know what it is. Or. Then I just confirmed with my brother, then that's it, finished. Until I was form 4, form 5. Then I start to probe. Then I start to develop the interest in spiritual field, meditation. Then finally, when I was ready, 1986, actually Kuan Yin came with the message. Then that 3 years, I non-stop cultivate until 1989. Very strange, that 3 years. The book come, the teacher come, the guide come. Everything that I need just come. Then my nature connect. Yeah. Then everything just fall into place. Then I became what I am. Yeah. So all this is what karmic is all about. The understanding of the bodhisattva way, the cultivation is all about. That's why this life, this segmented life, at the request of Maitreya, I was able to share all this. It's all because of causes and conditions that manifest for this segment of my coming. Okay, Ingbi, you continue.
Yeah, maybe Virtue would like to share two pointers that Virtue has mentioned. And just now, you just mentioned also again, the consciousness trapped inside our body.
Yes.
Our currently condition, vehicle, and tool.
Yes.
That is the body and our mind. Yeah.
Yes.
That the consciousness trapped inside the body. This phrase has been mentioned by Brother Teo many,
yeah,
many,
many
times.
Times. Now I think I got a condition to explain.
Yeah, because Brother Teo explained it in such a way that really struck me with a deeper understanding. Not today, like the previous Thursday class.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that consciousness trapped inside is due to the craving force, like just now mentioned,
yes,
against
yes.
Brother Teo. The craving force was so great, so
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, very strong one inside there.
That binds this consciousness to the body. That
trapped it inside there.
Yeah,
that's why it can go through the karmic process, everything.
Yeah, so this understanding is very important, because we crave so much for this so-called sense of self.
Correct. Sakaya ditti, yes.
Yeah, the sakaya ditti. That's why we are not free, law like that. We
are
by our own sense of sakaya ditti.
Correct. Yeah. The egoic mind come from the sakaya ditti. Because we believe we exist. We believe it's real. Because everything we associate with is with that entity. That's why the senses, when they arise, the six sensor, I see, I hear, I smell, I taste, I tactile feel, and I think. Therefore, I am. I am means you take existence, understand? The becoming. The becoming through Sakaya Ditti is the one that cling on to the five aggregate of form and mind. You think feeling is real, because you can feel pleasant, unpleasant, good and pleasant and unpleasant feeling, that all the various type of sensation, emotion, everything, and they are like so real, you know. How can they not be you? And the physical body are like so solid, you know, you can touch, can feel, can manifest and become conscious, or you know, can live life, or you know, can animate into a human being, or you know, can do what you like, you know. How can living being believe that it's not them? Unless you have your awareness within to really realize that, that is dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena, karmically conditional and came, and not what you think. That's why all this understanding, without the pure awareness, you cannot see or you cannot understand. And that pure awareness is not you. It's just the nature inside there that can allow you to understand all this. That's why the wisdom that is connected to this form and mind that develop the understanding, that wisdom can free the form and mind. And that wisdom is not a being, it's not an entity. That's why even the pure awareness is not a being, not an entity that can come out and live like it cannot. And that one, very few people understand. That's why they always, in Thailand, I used to share with you all, sometimes you read their book, their spiritual or Dhamma book. They say, stay with the one who know. You remember? There is no one to know. Don't stay with anybody. The awareness is a nature. It's not a being. You will be there the moment you are without thought. Because that is your nature. And it's not a being. That's why don't stay with the knower. There is nobody inside there. So all this understanding is really beautiful. Very good, Amy.
Yeah, thank you, Radio.
Ado,
That's why we all have the wrong assumption, a wrong
yes.
knowledge, assumption that we have a certain control on
correct.
The,
over our physical body.
Yeah, then we thought that body belongs to us, but
yes.
actually it's not. It's just
yes.
a wrong assumption.
Correct. Like the analogy last time I used to give in the early days, I think you will remember, the five aggregate of form and mind. Because I always share, we think this body belongs to us is because a lot of people say, why you say not me? If I want to jump, I jump. If I want to walk, I walk. If I want to do anything, I can. Even if I want to commit suicide, I can. why you say not me? But then they never really develop the wisdom, that's why they cannot see. Then I give them a mundane example, which is very easy to understand. I say, let's say, this physical body of yours, yeah, maybe not them lah, yeah, or not you, somebody who got an accident, then paralyzed from the waist down, okay? And then you tell that person, eh, walk lah. He cannot walk already, understand or not? Doesn't mean that the body don't belong to him, understand or not? The consciousness is still stuck inside, understand or not? He can still feel the pain and all those things. But he cannot command the physical body to walk already. It's just like the vehicle, yeah, and the car analogy. I always use our physical body is like a car, understand or not? When that car is properly designed and in a functional manner, you can control, like it appear like you can control that. You want to drive fast, you go fast. You want to brake, you brake. You want to turn, you want to maneuver. Whatever that is allowable by the car's design, you can do it, understand? Like our physical body, understand? But you cannot want to fly like a Superman. That one you cannot be done. Yeah, it's limited. You have not trained and you have not developed the ability, unless you develop the psychic ability and all those things. So similarly, when that car is without petrol, let's say, or some of the engine parts spoil already, you ask it to run, it cannot run already. Even Formula One driver you put inside there, you cannot move the car already, because the condition for it to perform that function is no more, understand or not? That's why it's all dependent originating, condition arising. So when the causes and condition is no longer there, then it cannot do the function that it used to have the ability to do. So likewise, if you see this clearly, then you realize the physical body, yeah, is also limited to that sense. That's why when our organ, consciousness, the vital organ, the spinal cord, everything, all this vital organ that is responsible for the arising of the what we call animating the physical body into a functional human being. Animate it to a human being, like become alive. But once some of the vital organ is gone, like what we used to say heart attack, yeah, then the life force gone, then they say death. Means consciousness must separate, because the brain all without the oxygen, they will die. Without the heart pumping the oxygen, that's why within don't know how many minutes, the physical body will die. Then the life force also same, the consciousness. During heart attack, it's like the, they call it the karmic, destructive karmic force. That one, the moment it hit, the destructive karma, the life force that's supposed to sustain your life within the segmented form and mind, suddenly cut off. So they realize no more happy, you know. Yeah. So like they call it heart attack, anasana. That's why the scientists, they try to revive you through what? Through using the machine, yeah, to electroshock you. Yeah. They like, yeah. Sometimes they can actually give it a shock, then the consciousness can come back or no. Yeah. It can, because this is part of nature. So it's like they also know, they try their best, they give it. That's why this electrical energy, these are all the forces of nature, you know, they actually interact with, you know. Yeah. You see, one is electrical energy, the other one is electromagnetic field, the other one is gravity. Then there is also what they call all the forces of nature. that actually interact within the elements and all those things. In fact, all these are the forces that can actually, they call conservation of mass and energy. Last time in physics, we always say the law of conservation and of mass and energy. Means they will come to a state of balance. Means energy and mass can neither be created or destroyed. They only get transformed, understand, or into other entity. But later on, scientists realize from zero come everything. Mean from the void, the empty nature, the singularity, everything start. Then to that it return. That's why that part of creation really baffle the scientists and all those things. But now they have proof from what they observe that this is a possibility. And this is what the universe is actually all about. There is still a lot of secret within that living being has not unraveled and developed the understanding and developed the ability to fathom them. But based on what I shared with you, to give due credit, our this civilization is very special, very unique. We have progressed actually very far as science and technology is concerned. Even the semiconductor industry, we have went in very deep. And we can create artificial intelligence now. And what we call our society, or what we call our civilization, is going to be a lot more sophisticated, and we are going to progress very fast, especially during these next few years, before 2030. We got 6 more years in there. Do you realize with the advent of AI, the learning, everything can become so fast. And everything can be, not necessarily Google now. Now Google, they don't want to use it. A lot of new AI thing come out already. And we will experience that. I think to live another 6 years should be manageable. We're 70 only. Before 80, I think, very safe. But whatever it is, this is beautiful golden era, golden age. And like Sui, they are younger generation, another 3-4 decades to go. Well, their life will be very beautiful. You will have good life. So our children, they will have good life. But with your cultivation, you don't worry. You can come back many times. You can choose to come. And when you come, you can be very beautiful. So don't worry about suffering. Suffering is nothing. Not what you think. When you have developed the wisdom already, actually, wonderful existence. They say, when you have realized the Dhamma, true emptiness, it's really wonderful existence. And all these are beautiful. What I want to share further is the consciousness part, Amy. You see, the moment we are born, the first consciousness that enter the form and mind is the rebirth consciousness. You remember? That rebirth consciousness, when it enter the fetus, that time, the all the vital organ, everything, they are not fully formed yet. But the consciousness go in first. Understand? But when the consciousness going in, it take conception already. Means the being is really there already, existing already. Then through the what they call the birth process, the karmic, what they call, we call it the retributive karma, primary and secondary, that one, your DNA all will be molded inside. then this consciousness that is trapped inside, also you are born of your karma, add to your karma, condition and supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of karma. Then the environment you are born into, who are your parents, finally how you grow up in whatever environment, is all karmically conditioned, decided. Understand now? Then after that, as you are born into the world, how you learn things and all those things, who look after you and all those things. So you may be in the same family, like my family, got nine of us. Same parent, no? Same locality, you know? But all different, no? Physical wise, some very tall, some very short, some full of hair, some no hair, some can study, education, intellect very good, some cannot study on completely, cannot. Then spiritually also same, a handful of them very good, but the rest, although not so good, but because of the karmic and all the conditioning, they are also successful and beautiful in their own way. So you can see all this. Yeah. Then how we accumulate through our memory, our conditioning, our education, our tradition, everything. Everyone develop it differently, you know, I realize. My brother and sister, all, everyone different one, the thinking all very different one. That's why karmic. You don't take care of karma, this one doesn't guarantee you all those understanding. Then whatever we actually accumulate, all this become our consciousness. You know? That's why your suffering, your misery, your phobia, your insecurity, your what they call scars or memory, everything that you accumulate inside here, these are really psychological rubbish. You know? This is real suffering. You know? The human consciousness full of karmic activity inside there. The karmic consciousness that actually evolve inside there, you are cultivated, you can see. Most human beings, this one, a very severe one, karmic. Almost 99.999% all inside there. You cannot come out of it. Only cultivated all the way, I realize. When you develop the Dhamma understanding, the wisdom, the yoniso manasikara, then you don't stir and react and create all this nonsense. Then I realize this consciousness become purified on its own, purified. And the understanding, which is wisdom, will come out. Once you develop the understanding, this one is the wisdom part. It's connected to the form and mind. So this one is the wisdom part. You develop through awareness-based meditation. So this is yoniso manasikara. Okay, or this one. Rather easier. Yeah? So when you develop this one, this one does not stir and react. This consciousness get purified. You understand, huh? So this random of consciousness, when it come out that time, when you die, no delusion, no. Do you understand? They call the Bardo state or not important, or you must understand it. When the wisdom connected, this thing is actually with the purified consciousness. And this one, when it come out, it can understand a lot of things. It can roam the universe. It can travel. And it won't get burned by the sun and all this thing. Nothing to do with the rebirth. The rebirth consciousness is just one moment upon death. The death, chuti chitta. At that moment, rebirth consciousness is over already. It's not a continuation from here and all. It's dependent originating. It's dependent on the last moment. You got avijja, the rebirth consciousness is if you're ignorant. You take normal rebirth. That one you have to come. You cannot choose to come. But this one, at the moment of death, cessation of form and mind happen, this random consciousness still come out. Understand? where the last thought moment ceases. It doesn't contain any rebirth consciousness. It's just like the candle, blown off. Understand? Cease. But this fellow is still there. Wisdom is still there. That's why this wisdom only connected to this form and mind only, this segment of the life. Once this segment of the life is gone, the brain all gone, all your knowledge gone. Understand? All the karmic thing here and the spiritual thing there. But this one, because it's still there with the random consciousness, it can still come out. And you can use it up to the level it can last. How long? Depend. But most of the time you have this wisdom, you won't cling to all this really. For me, because I make an aspiration to understand the universe, that's why I want to use this to roam, to find out. Yeah. My last guy, when he heard me say this, he looked at me. He realized I want to do a lot of things. Because I said, there is no way I can go near the sun. Understand? There is no way I can go near the black hole. There is no way I can understand all this unless I went with this. Because this one, never born, never die. This one is consciousness. And it cannot get sucked into anything. Because this one is not the mundane mind, or not with the delusion. That's why this one is very unique, very different. But one thing I can tell you, I will not be like interested until I want to reveal all this science to the world. I cannot or I want to come as a segment of my life as a scientist to review all this, because I just ask you one very simple question. Even Samasambuddha come, how many people recognize him? You think you come as a scientist, people recognize you? Like the artist, you know, no? Before you die, nobody know you. After you die, you become very famous, your art worth a lot. Like Einstein, after he died, of course Einstein has a lot of recognition while he was around. But after he died, he become more famous. Because what he discovered is really, for the being at that time, especially the theory of relativity, actually very few people can even fathom, not to say come out with it. Because he can have that type of mind to visualize and to understand. Because he is not like normal people, think a lot on. He don't think on, he creative one. You look at him, you know already. That type of facial thing. Means he has a lot of creativity. He can visualize, he can understand a lot of things. So during his time, a lot of these things actually come about is because he contributed to this civilization. This civilization, according to the Japanese guy, he said, all these beings were actually created by Sakyamuni. Because Sakyamuni is the so-called highest and the most conscious being. He started all this. So this, our earth, our civilization, according to him, it seems he was the one that decide which are the scientists and the great being and to send down to this planet. That is what he mentioned. So all this, listen, can really find out for yourself. Don't have to believe anything. Otherwise, you enter into argument. It's really like science fiction. But the universe is not what you think on. A lot of possibility, a lot of things can happen. That's why I refrain from sharing all this until I don't know why tonight got conditioned. Otherwise, I would tell you all these things. Because there are a lot of things that has evolved and developed the understanding that this nature can really rejoice and understand. But not now, I understand. You all won't understand it until much, much later. Then when the time comes, when more people understand, you want to talk more about this, can. Okay, what's the time now? Huh? Alarm just rang. Oh, Ingbi, can you sum up?
Sadhu, Radio, not only give us the Dharma sharing, you also give us the fantastic science knowledge.
And explanation. Now you interested or not to roam the universe?
Sure. I love to look at the sky, look at the stars and moon, especially.
Sadhu. That's why I say, one day you will get interested on and you will understand. When you have that nature, it will happen by itself.
Okay, Bratio, maybe we invite you to lead us in the sharing of merits already.
Can.
Thank you, Bratio. Sadhu.
Sadhu. Rejoice. Let us rejoice with all the sharing today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit, then we will end. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkantu loka sasana tavata jamehi sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Devo asatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu Yawa nivana patiya sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Then we end, sadhu.